An abandoned concrete silo looms over the nation's neighborhood, eerie and empty. The historic Nashville landmark was nearly torn down. Instead, it's becoming the centerpiece of the community's redevelopment, a towering canvas for a mural. A 15-story painting is unfolding, revealing an elderly man who lived nearly all his life within sight of that silo. WPLN contributor Amy Eskind reports the process is already bringing together the neighbors, new and old.
Two patio bars across the street from the old silo are hosting nightly watch parties. Joanna McCracken, a transplant from England, is one of the spectators.
I don't even know who that is or if it's, I don't know, if it's someone famous or anyone in particular, but it's a really cool use of that building.
The artist is Guido Van Helton from Australia. He's internationally acclaimed for large-scale portraits that look like they could be oversized photographs. He uses a nearly black-and-white palette so the gritty emotion of his subjects comes through. And he likes to make a statement by painting a local.
It's definitely a positive thing to sort of commemorate stories and people that have lived here. People move to a new area because it has an existing character or vibe. It's got a history. People like that when they move to a place.
For the nations, Van Helton chose 91-year-old Lee Estes, known to friends as LD. He's called this neighborhood home since the late 1920s. Now that he's been chosen for the mural, he's becoming an even more permanent fixture.
Well, I'll just glance over and say hello.
Estes spent his working years in the purchasing department at Genesco. Now he spends his days sauntering around the neighborhood, checking in daily at a market formerly owned by his late brother. That's where I found him and asked how he feels about his newfound celebrity.
Well, I don't want to be famous. I just want to be remembered.
He says when he was growing up, his family didn't have indoor plumbing. They raised chickens for eggs and meat, milked their own cow, churned their own butter, and neighbors raised hogs. The only place for a boy to go was St. Luke's Community House, where he played basketball and went to dances. The nation's was largely an industrial area.
Oh, yeah, the Nashville hardwood flow and ran three shifts. At one time, Ingram spinning mill, four fertilizer plants.
Estes remembers the silo, too.
It used to be a granary, Gillette Granary. We had another Purina granary that was demolished years ago, but they left this one as a historical part of the nation's.
He's been watching the change. Houses on either side of his have been torn down for new construction. Chic restaurants are opening, and young adults are finding the area more affordable than many other parts of Nashville and moving in. People constantly knock on his door offering impressive sums to buy the modest house he built in 1952.
Very few of us are left. And eventually, I guess they'll get us.
While Estes has a small stature, his portrait is so tall the artist had to bring in a special crane from out of state.
It's incredible.
Estes's granddaughter, Julie Beller, has been coming from her job as a hairstylist to watch her papa become larger than life.
So he's kind of looking up, looking a little quizzical or hopeful. What do you think?
Probably confused as to why they picked him. Never in his life did he think that he would get any type of recognition like that. That's my papa. Forever.
She says her papa is a quiet, unassuming man, humble in every way.
The clothes that he's wearing in that picture are the clothes that he's had his entire life, I'm sure.
A 91-year-old in a short-sleeve button-down and high-waisted slacks could be seen as an odd choice to represent a hip, up-and-coming neighborhood. But the image is meant to implore newcomers to respect the past. Leanne Merrick, who opened her Tin Wings food shop here 3 years ago, says there is occasional tension between longtime residents and newbies. But shared public art brings people together.
I mean, right now, that's exactly what's happening. Everybody's coming together. And I'm hoping that I can talk my landlord into a mural project on the side of our building.
There will be more art to come. Councilwoman Mary Carolyn Roberts is planning an entire arts district. The centerpiece, though, will always be the towering silo. When the mural is complete, Lee Estes will be joined by two young boys from the neighborhood, the artist's nod to the future. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Amy Eskind.